A year and a half after the killing of Breonna Taylor at the hands of police, no one has been charged in her death. Now, her life, death, and the larger questions they raise about America today are being explored in a new exhibition in her hometown. Jeffrey Brown has the story for our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
A large portrait of a young woman in a turquoise dress, hand on hip, eyes ahead, strong and confident. But this was painted posthumously, an image to force America to remember a life and say her name, Breonna Taylor.
Family and friends are remembering Breonna Taylor.
The 26-year-old medical worker was shot and killed in March 2020 by Louisville, Kentucky police officers in a late-night raid on her apartment.
Say her name!
Breonna Taylor!
Say it again!
Breonna Taylor!
Since then, her name has been chanted during protests worldwide. Her image has come to represent Black lives taken without accountability or justice.
We won't forget!
Now, a portrait by artist Amy Sherald, originally made for the cover of Vanity Fair magazine, is the centerpiece of an exhibition at Louisville's Speed Art Museum, an unusual in-the-moment response by a cultural institution to its city's grief. Toya Northington oversaw the museum's community outreach.
We were coming right from protests. Race relations weren't great in the city, right? It's still very tense, still very divided. It's one thing to say, hey, we have some memberships, right? But it's another to say, listen, we're going to take on this subject matter that means so much to so many people, and we're going to do this justice. We need you to join us on that.
Most important of all, that meant including Breonna Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, from the beginning. Allison Glenn of the Crystal Bridges Museum in Arkansas served as guest curator of this exhibition.
What was important for you to get from her?
It was important to get her trust more than anything. This is her daughter and the story about her daughter within the context of an exhibition, which is the field that I work within, the field of contemporary art, museum work, and stepping into the space of telling a story that is focused on a portrait that was painted of her daughter. It was extremely important to gain her trust. Everything else would follow, but that was the most important thing.
Tamika Palmer provided a wall text about the night her world was shattered and a timeline of her daughter's life. She also offered three words that became the exhibition's title: promise, witness, remembrance. Curator Allison Glenn gathered works, a 2018 sculpture titled Unarmed by Nick Cave, a brand new print by Maria Magdalena Campos Pons called Butterfly Eyes for Breonna Taylor, a 1969 draped painting by the renowned Louisville-born artist Sam Gilliam, Carousel Form 2. The promise section reflected the use and abuse of national ideals.
Oh, say, can you see?
In Bethany Collins's The Star-Spangled Banner, a hymnal, and Neri Ward's We the People, made from colored shoelaces.
I feel like this work, it echoes and reverberates because the questions you can ask are, who are the people? You know, who's we?
Witness features recent images by Louisville photographers documenting the demonstrations in the city, and Noel Anderson's blurred and erased women from the pages of Ebony magazine. Part of the remembrance section, a video by John Cesare Goff about the 2016 mass shooting at Emmanuel Church in Charleston, titled A Site of Reckoning, Battlefield.
So much about curatorial work is about bringing people in. So when you walk into the space of the galleries, I'm telling you a story. I have a narrative that I'm trying to articulate through artworks.
And what was the story you wanted to tell?
The story I wanted to tell was really based on the conversation I had with Tamika Palmer about what the exhibition could do, looking at perhaps the promise of a nation and also looking how artists help us understand the contemporary moment.
The museum created local and national advisory panels to guide it. It also extended evening hours and waived the usual $20 admission fee. Unusual steps, but these are unusual times for museums as well, as they face questions of their own inclusivity and responsibility to serve a broader, more diverse community. I asked Toya Worthington if this exhibition might serve as a model for others.
It can only be a model if people commit to the work. And sometimes that's just one conversation at a time, really listening, hearing people's concerns, hearing people's dreams, and seeing, well, how can we get closest to that?
And you're trying to connect to people that perhaps don't have much relationship to the museum, right?
That's the point. Why do an exhibition that reaches so far and connects so many people if we weren't going to bring the parts of the community that could benefit the most? And really, what's happened with this exhibition is that it's been this great affirming space. It's heavy. The content is heavy, and it's reflective, and it's emotional. But at the same time, when people come in from the community, they see themselves, or they see a piece of their experience. And so I didn't want that to be reserved for art community, right? Art world community, the usual people that like to come to these exhibitions. I wanted it to be for everybody.
The centerpiece, the portrait of Breonna Taylor, is in the process of being jointly acquired by the Speed Museum and the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, ensuring it will reach a wide audience for many years to come. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.